From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authoritarian Uzbek leader Islam Karimov has died. The Uzbekistan government and parliament announced the death of President Karimov in a joint statement on Friday. The 78-year-old Karimov will be buried on September 3rd in his hometown of Samarkand, according to the statement. Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. He suppressed the opposition and had not designated a successor. James Nixie is the head of the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House. He says that Uzbekistan's future remains cloudy.
There may be a plan, but we just don't know it yet, and nobody knows it yet outside of the innermost circle of senior Uzbek civil servants and politicians.
The human rights group Amnesty International said in a statement Friday that with the death of Karimov, Uzbekistan's repressive regime is not likely to change. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has released 58 pages of documents from its investigation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The documents include technical details of how the server in Clinton's basement in her New York home was set up. Last month, the FBI closed its year-long probe into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private server. FBI Director James Comey called her actions extremely careless, but said that his agents had found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. This is VOA News. Leaders of the world's 20 largest economies are set to meet in the Chinese city of Hangzhou for 2 days beginning Sunday to discuss global issues, including terrorism and the migrant crisis. But as VOA's Beijing correspondent Bill Ide tells us, climate change and human rights are also expected on the agenda.
One of the things that we're hearing, one of the announcements that could come out is something related to climate change that both would commit their countries to the Paris Accord. So we'll be looking for that. But, you know, the G20 is about trade. So you would think that they're also going to be talking about trade issues and disputes and concerns that both sides have. But in addition to that, you've got the disputes over the South China Sea. And in recent days, the issue of human rights is definitely going to come up again.
VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing. Protesters in Gabon's capital city carried out widespread looting Friday, continuing the unrest that followed Wednesday's announcement that incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his challenger. VOA reporter Idriss Fall in Libreville said the unrest began in the neighborhood of Charbonnage and spread outward. He said most of the protesters were young men in their 20s. It is not clear whether people were making a political statement or simply taking advantage of the situation. The unrest began Wednesday when official results showed Bongo with 49.8% of the vote and his challenger, Jean Ping, with 48.2%. Residents of Florida's Gulf Coast are assessing the damage after Hurricane Hermine slammed into the area late Thursday. Hermine, the first hurricane to hit Florida in 11 years, tore through what is known as the Big Bend. Doug Giles was in the path of the storm.
A lot of walls blowed out, docks gone. Luckily, we got campers and boats and trailers and all out of here, and I think we come out pretty good, but it was scary.
After pushing through Georgia, Hermine weakened to a tropical storm and is expected to move through the Carolinas and up the East Coast with the potential for drenching rain and deadly flooding. A former Stanford University swimmer whose 6-month sentence for sexual assault of an unconscious woman sparked controversy was released from jail Friday after serving half his term. Brock Turner was convicted of assaulting a young woman near a refuse bin after they drank heavily at a fraternity party in January. Turner walked out of the Santa Clara County Jail and got into a white vehicle. The 21-year-old must now register as a sex offender for life. He faces 3 years of supervised probation. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.